Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back. Seven till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our friend Kurt Inhausen. Got some bad news for you, buddy. Now that we know where you are and know what a good job you do, we're like the Hotel California around here. Well, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So I'm just giving
that's
you
fine
fair,
by me. I got all morning.
Giving you fair warning there. Kurt is a senior editor with Forbes. He's a veteran editor there at Forbes and doing a great job. The magazine and the website, Forbes.com, both have the Forbes Best Small Companies in America list in them right now. And so I encourage you to check it out. Kurt, when they see this list, when you guys, you know, you and I are hitting the high points here, but when you see the list, you guys bore into what these the good, the bad, and the ugly that these companies have got going on, and how you felt they rose to this kind of distinction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we present the list in terms of the top 100 companies, and these companies have had tremendous sales growth, earnings growth over a 1 year and 5 year period. We measure how their stock has done versus their peers.
You also identify their you know, unique selling proposition, that kind of thing. What makes their customers like them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We did a few things with the list. We carved out. We went to six small cap money managers and had them pick out companies. Stocks that they liked right now, and,
right.
and they picked out 20 of those. We looked at companies that had hired throughout the recession, those that had gained increased employee headcount the most.
Right.
So that there's a mix of things throughout the list.
Well, I may contact you about getting some names, and I may want to get some of these folks on the show and get them to talk to my audience. I'd like to bore down into some of these a little bit. Let's get back to the list here and talk about some of these. I've got this list at the top 10 here. True Religion, number 9 is True Religion Apparel. Now, you got to tell us about that.
Yeah. You know,
folks. True Religion Apparel.
True Religion Apparel. They make high-end jeans. People that aren't...
So they worship at the throne of fashion? Is that what we're talking
about?
They
worship at the throne of fashion. And if you're not shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue or Neiman Marcus, you might not be familiar with these guys. People swear by this Joey style jean that they make. They start at $170 a pair, and that's just for the base model.
I don't have any jeans like that, Kurt.
I'm sorry?
I don't have any $170 jeans.
I don't have any $170 either. They also got a leather pants that retail for $600 that you might be interested in.
I put a pair of those on once, and they made me look fat. I didn't wear them.
Leather pants are tough to pull off, but these guys have had tremendous growth, annual sales growth of 54%. And what
in the face of this economy,
I'm sorry?
In the face of this economy, they're growing like that?
It's incredible. I mean, you know, this is a product that you think would get crushed in an economy like this. Who's going out and paying $170? But, you know, again, these guys have developed a niche product. You know, they get celebrities wearing these things, and, you know, you don't have to sell a lot of jeans to make money if you're selling them for that kind of price. But the challenge that these guys have faced is they've really had to ramp up employee headcount. You know, they have 1,200 employees right now. But if you go back 4 years, they had 95 employees in the company.
Three of those years have been in the doldrums here, 08, 09, and 010. So, I mean, this is proof positive that, you know, that folks, you know, over the last couple of years, we talked about, you know, denying that, you know, recession, what recession? But, you know, we haven't all been able to pull that off, but these guys have done that, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about, I mean, that, you know, employee growth has been over 1,200%.
Right.
I mean, over the last 4 years, which is staggering, but it presents some unique challenges to, you know, ramp up an operation that quickly.
Growing pains like crazy.
But, you know, they've been able to, you know, through strong management, they've been able to present, you know, a very strong growth story for investors.
Folks, this is a great list. I encourage you to check it out. 100 companies, the best small companies in America, according to Forbes. And go there and read this list. One of the things, Kurt, I try to talk about on the show is what small companies, small businesses can learn from those who are a little bigger than us, maybe a lot bigger. There are things we can learn. Folks, I think you'll find that in this list. So go read that and see if you don't see some things that will benefit you. Kurt, good job on this. Congratulations to your co-partner there, your partner, Brett Nelson, on the good job you guys did on this list. Thanks for being here today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Kurt Badenhausen, folks, with Forbes. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.